Alan Carson hesitated as he stood in the flowerbed that ran along one side of the old people's home. He was wearing a brown jacket with brown trousers, and on his feet he had a pair of brown indoor slippers. He was not a trendsetter. People rarely are at that age. He was on the run from his own birthday party. Another unusual thing for a 100-year-old. Not least because even being 100 is pretty rare. Alan thought about whether he should make the effort to crawl back in through the window to get his hat and shoes. But when he felt his wallet in his inside pocket, he decided that that would suffice. Besides, Director Alice had repeatedly shown that she had a sixth sense. Wherever he hid his vodka, she found it. And she might be nosing around in his room even now, suspicious that something fishy was going on. Better to be on his way while he could, Alan thought, as he stepped out of the flowerbed on creaking knees. In his wallet, as far as he could remember, he had a few hundred crown notes saved. Good thing, since he'd need some cash if he was going into hiding. He turned to take one last look at the old people's home that, until a few moments ago, he had thought would be his last residence on Earth. And then he told himself that he could die some other time, in some other place.